弟兄姐妹早上好。
Sorry about my voice.
我很抱歉我今天这样的声音。
Had a fever for 5 days.
我生了5天病。
3 days ago, I lost my voice.
3天以前我失去了声音。
Completely lost my voice.
一点声音都没有。
At that time, it's a little bit late to tell someone here, sorry I can't come.
那个时候如果告诉这里的弟兄姐妹对不起我不能来的话已经有点晚了。
I was really praying hard. God can give me just a little bit of voice left.
所以呢我在心里面拼命地向神祷告神哪怕给我一点点声音。
Truly thank the Lord that yesterday the fever broke away.
非常的感谢主从昨天开始呢我的热度退了。
And this morning,
今天早上,
this is all the voice I got.
我能够这样的讲话。
So may the Lord have mercy and grace on us.
愿神向我们施恩向我们施怜悯。
May this be still comprehensible. Comprehensible.
希望大家还能够明白。能够听得明白。
Let's turn our Bible.
大家请我们打开圣经。
To the book of Exodus.
翻到出埃及记。
Let's turn our Bible to the book of Exodus, chapter 6.
请大家打开圣经出埃及记第六章。
It's a long passage.
是很长一段经文。
I know we don't have a lot of time.
我知道我们时间不多。
But it is so important that we read through this passage.
但是呢，我们要把这一段读完，因为这非常重要。
Let us read from chapter 6, verse 1. To chapter 7, verse 5.
那我们一起来读从第六章的第一节读到第七章的第五节。
When you read it, don't just read through it. May you really read into it.
那我们读的时候呢，不要就这样的读过，而是让我们能够读进去。
So let's read from chapter 6, verse 1 through chapter 7, verse 5.
那我们来读从第六章第一节到第七章第五节。
Let's all read together English and Chinese.
我们用中文、英文一起读。
Then the Lord,
耶和华对摩西说：现在你必看见我向法老所行的事，使他因我大能的手容以色列人去，且把他们赶出他的地。神晓谕摩西说：我是耶和华，我从前向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显为全能的神。至于我名耶和华，他们未曾知道。我与他们坚定所立的约，要把他们寄居的迦南地赐给他们。我也听见以色列人被埃及人苦待的哀声，我也纪念我的约。所以你们要对以色列人说：我是耶和华，我要用伸出来的膀臂重重地刑罚埃及人，救赎你们脱离他们的重担，不做他们的苦工。我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。你们要知道，我是耶和华你们的神，是救你们脱离埃及人之重担的。我岂是应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的那地？我要把你们领进去，将那地赐给你们为业。我是耶和华。摩西将这话告诉以色列人，只是他们因苦工愁烦，不肯听他的话。耶和华晓谕摩西说：我进去对埃及王法老说，要容以色列人出他的地。摩西在耶和华面前说：以色列人尚且不听我的话，法老怎肯听我这拙口笨舌的人呢？耶和华吩咐摩西、亚伦往以色列人和埃及王法老那里去，把以色列人从埃及地领出来。以色列人家长的名字记在下面：以色列长子流便的儿子是哈诺、法路、西斯伦、加米，这是流便的各家。西缅的儿子是耶姆利、雅缅、阿霞、雅金、索霞和迦南的女子的儿子扫罗，这是西缅的各家。利未众子的名字按照他们的后代记在下面，就是歌顺、歌霞、米拉利。利未一生的年岁是137岁。歌顺的儿子按照家世是利尼、示梅。歌霞的儿子是暗兰、以斯哈、希伯伦、乌薛。歌霞一生的年岁是133岁。 米拉利的儿子是抹利和母士，这是利未的家，都按着他们的后代。安兰娶了他父亲的妹妹约基别为妻，他给他生了亚伦和摩西。安兰一生的年岁是137岁。以斯哈的儿子是可拉、尼斐、西基利。乌薛的儿子是米利沙、以利沙反、西提利。亚伦娶了亚米拿达的儿子拿顺的妹妹以利沙巴为妻，他给他生了拿达、亚比户、以利亚撒、以他玛。可拉的儿子是亚西、以利加拿、亚比亚撒，这是可拉的各家。亚伦的儿子以利亚撒娶了普铁的一个女儿为妻，他给他生了菲尼哈，这是利未家的家长，都按着他们的家。耶和华说，将以色列人按照他们的军队从埃及地领出来，这是对那亚伦、摩西说的，对埃及王法老说，要将以色列人从埃及领出来的，就是这摩西、亚伦。当耶和华在埃及地对摩西说话的日子，他向摩西说，我是耶和华，我对你说的一切话，你都要告诉埃及王法老。摩西在耶和华面前说，看哪，我是拙口笨舌的人，法老怎肯听我呢？耶和华对摩西说，我使你在法老面前代替神，你的哥哥亚伦是替你说话的，凡我所吩咐你的，你都要说。你的哥哥亚伦要对法老说，容以色列人出他的地，我要使法老的心刚硬，也要在埃及地多行神迹奇事，但法老必不听你们，我要伸手重重地刑罚埃及，将我的军队以色列民从埃及地领出来。我伸手攻击埃及，将以色列人从他们中间领出来的时候，埃及人就要知道我是耶和华。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord, we know,
亲爱的主，我们知道
that you take joy to speak to us.
你愿意向我们说话。
We know that you are a God that's so willing to speak to us.
我们知道你是那位愿意向我们说话的神。
Lord, we know that you will surpass man's weakness.
我们知道你要越过人的软弱。
No matter if it's the physical weakness,
无论是肉体上的软弱，
or our mental weakness,
还是我们心里的软弱。
Lord, you want to speak to our hearts.
但是主，你愿意向我们的心说话。
May you have grace and mercy.
愿你有怜悯，有恩典。
That through this passage,
借着这段信息，
you may speak to our hearts.
你可以向我们心说话，
so that we may know you,
让我们可以知道你。
Thank you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
This is a long passage.
这是一段很长的经文。
But it's very important.
但是是非常重要的经文。
For us to know.
让我们可以知道。
Today's topic.
今天的讲题。
Hello, I am Jehovah.
Hi, 你好，我是耶和华。
This is a sticker that if you work, you may have seen at the, you know, in offices.
如果你工作的话，那么在办公室你会看到这样的名牌。
When you go to a new meeting or a new conference,
你去参加一个新的会议。
A lot of times they will give you a sticker and say, hello, and you write your name on the bottom.
那么很多时候他们会给你一个名牌，上面写着你好，我是某某某。
It's a way to introduce yourself to the crowd.
用这种方式向大家介绍你自己。
This whole passage that you just read.
刚才我们读的这段经文。
This is Lord Jehovah's introduction to all of us.
这是主耶和华向我们每个人介绍他自己。
I am Jehovah.
我是耶和华。
Come to know me.
来认识我。
So let's study this passage.
让我们一起来学习这段经文。
Let me first ask you a couple of questions.
让我先问大家几个问题。
Do you know why the United States military is one of the best at fighting wars?
你是否知道美国的军队在这个世界上战争当中最强的军队？
I work with these soldiers day in and day out, so I know.
我每天和这些士兵，我每天的工作都是和这些士兵有关，所以呢，我知道。
It's because each soldier knows.
因为每一个士兵都知道。
That they will not be left behind.
他们不会被撇下。
That I can have faith.
我有这样的信心。
If I'm a soldier, I can have faith.
如果我是一个士兵的话，我有这样的信心。
That the soldier right next to me,
我旁边的那个士兵
will not abandon me in times of trouble.
在困难的时候不会放弃我。
Even if I am dead,
甚至我死了。
My body will be recovered and sent home.
那么我的身体也会被带回家。
This is one of the soldiers that really said to me when the two of us were in Afghanistan.
这是呢，有一个士兵他这样，我们两个在阿富汗的时候，有一个士兵就这样告诉我。
He said that to me, even if I'm dead.
他对我说，甚至我死了。
My body will be sent home.
我的尸体会被带回家。
Another story.
另外一个故事。
I was a timid little boy. I was really afraid of many things in kindergarten.
我小的时候，在幼儿园的时候，我害怕很多的事儿。
I was afraid of many things, but there's one thing I don't need to be afraid of.
我害怕很多事情，但是有一件事情我不怕。
Which is my parents at the end of the school day.
那么在一天结束的时候，我的父母
，They work together at the same office actually, so they will come together and pick me up.
他们那个时候在同一个办公室工作，他们会一起来接我回家。
If even if they run a few minutes late, I wasn't afraid. I know they will pick me up.
就算他们晚来了几分钟，我也不会害怕，因为我知道他们会来。
So how are these two stories connected together?
这两个故事有什么样的联系
？During one small group, Bible study.
曾经有一个圣经学习小组。
There's a young brother that asked me.
有一个年轻的弟兄问我
，Why is knowing more of God, why is knowing more completely of God so important?
为什么要更多的认识神，更完全的认识神如此重要？
It is so important because by knowing who God is,
它之所以如此重要，是因为借着认识神
，it will give us more faith and more strength in the times of fear.
因为在惧怕的时候，这样会给我们更多的力量
；in the times of questioning,
当我们有疑问的时候
；in the times of desperation,
当我们绝望的时候。
Soldiers can bravely charge forward.
士兵他们可以勇敢地向前。
Because they know.
因为他们知道。
They're not fighting alone.
他们不是孤立地作战。
A young child can wait patiently for his parents.
一个年轻的孩子他可以耐心地等候父母。
Even if they're late.
就算他们晚了。
Because this child knows.
因为这个孩子知道。
My parents love me, and they will surely pick me up.
我的父母爱我，他们一定会来接我。
You know, knowing is so powerful.
你要知道，认识是非常力量，有力量的一件事。
What we know.
如果我们知道。
What we know.
我们知道的话。
我们知道什么？
如果我们知道，我们知道的是什么
？How much we know.
我们知道多少
？And how deeply we know things.
我们知道的、认识的有多深？
It drives our decisions every day.
每天这都能够决定我们所做的，都能够决定我们的选择。
And this is why it's so important for us to know more about our God.
这就是为什么我们要更多的认识神对我们如此的重要。
The Lord wants to introduce Himself to us. I am Jehovah.
神要向我们介绍他自己，说他是耶和华。
Do you know? That he is Jehovah.
你是否知道他是耶和华？
If I am to ask you some more questions.
如果再问你们更多的问题。
Can you describe your father to me?
你能不能向我描述你的父亲？
Your dad, your father to me.
你爹，你父亲。
How would you describe?
你怎么描述？
How would you describe?
你怎么描述呢？
If I were to ask you,
如果我问你
，How well do you know your father?
你对你的父亲认识多少
？How would you answer that question?
你怎么回答这个问题
？I remember once when I was in the hospital bed.
我记得有一次我住院。
I was already working at that time.
那时候我已经工作了。
And when I was lying in the hospital bed,
当我躺在医院的床上的时候，
my dad came to see me and he tried to cheer me up.
我爸爸来看望我，他希望来鼓励我。
So he started to tell me how he pursued girls when he was in college.
他告诉我他在大学的时候他如何的追求女孩。
I was 20 something years old. He is 60 something years old. I've never heard this before.
我那个时候二十几岁，他六十来岁，在这个之前我从来没有听他讲这方面的事。
He was telling me how Aboriginal princess in Taiwan pursued him.
他告诉我，
原住民。
他告诉我呢。
公主。
他告诉我在台湾原住民的公主如何的追求他。
I couldn't believe it.
我无法相信。
Pursue you?
追你。
We were laughing.
我们笑起来了。
In a quiet hospital.
在那安静的医院里。
I can clearly recall.
我清楚的记得。
It was filled with our laughters.
那个医院里面充满我们的笑声。
That was a great night.
那是一个非常美好的夜晚。
I got to know my father a lot more.
我对我父亲认识更多了一些。
If we ask these questions and we think deeper,
如果我们能够更深的思想这些我问的问题，
most of us will find out.
我们大多数人都会发现，
we don't really know our father that well.
我们对我们的父亲并不认识的那么多。
No matter if we have a good relationship with him or not.
无论我们是否跟我们父亲有良好的关系。
As we grow older, the distance seems to grow further.
当我们越来越长大的时候，我们之间的距离也似乎越来越遥远。
I have two sons and a daughter, the two sons, Dodo and Zai Zai.
我有两个儿子和一个女儿，他们今天都来了。
豆豆跟仔仔。
豆豆和仔仔。两个儿子。
Sometimes they will sleep on my shoulder.
有的时候他们会睡在我肩膀上。
They love to sleep on my shoulder.
他们喜欢在我肩上睡。
Sometimes when they are lying there, I think to myself.
当他们躺在我肩膀的时候，有时候我会自己想。
When they grow up.
他们长大以后。
How much will they come to know me?
他们对我认识多少呢？
How much...Will they know about how much I love them?
他们能够对我，我对他们的爱，他们能够知道多少？
That I'm willing to do everything I can to protect them.
我可以尽我一切所能的来保护他们。
How much will they understand?
他们能够了解多少？
Now let me ask you another question.
让我问大家另外一个问题。
Can you describe our God to me?
你能否向我描述我们的神？
How about the question, how well do you know our God?
那么再问你一个问题，你对神认识多少呢？
Some people think that God is a gracious God.
有些人认为神是有恩典的神。
Some people think that God is a righteous and just God.
有的人呢，以为神是公义的神。
Some people think that God is an angry God.
有的人认为神是愤怒的神。
Some people think that God likes us the way we do things. He likes us to be caring and be diligent.
有些人认为呢，神在意我们所做的事，他要让我们能够有，让我们能够殷，他喜欢我们殷勤的做事，他喜欢我们非常投入的做事。
Sometimes some people think, you know, our God doesn't like us to care too much.
有的时候呢，有些人就以为神实在对我们对一件事情有多少，我们是否在意，神并不在意。
If we care too much, it's not spiritual.
如果我们太在意的话，我们就不够属灵。
It seems like if we don't care that much and just let God lead us, it's spiritual.
那么会觉得呢，我们不要太在意，这样的话让神来带领我们，这样才属灵。
Our God is a spiritual God.
我们的神是一个属灵的神。
What kind of God is your God?
你的神是什么样的神？
Do you know, truly know God?
你是否真正的认识神？
Do you know why he saved you?
为什么？
Do you know why he saved you?
你是否知道他为什么救你？
Do you know how he behaves? And how he thinks.
你是否知道他的作为和他的思想？
Did he save you so he can, he and you can have a long distance relationship?
他救你是为了让你和他之间有这样遥远的距离吗？
Did he save you just so that you can have partial knowledge of him?
他救你是只是让你有对他有一部分的认识吗？
When we come to this passage,
当我们读这段经文的时候，
it's important to know the background.
我们需要知道背景。
In Exodus chapter 1 and 2,
在出埃及记的第一章和第二章，
it describes how the Israelites became so strong and multiplied.
那么讲到以色列人，他们变得非常的强大，他们人口众多。
In the land of Egypt,
在埃及。
But then was greatly persecuted.
然后呢，他们受了大的逼迫。
And Moses was born.
这时候摩西出生了。
He grew up.
他长大了。
And then he fled Egypt to Midian.
然后呢，他从埃及逃到了米甸。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
God called Moses in the burning bush.
神在燃烧的荆棘中呼召摩西。
To say, hey, it's time to go back to Egypt.
告诉他说，现在你应该回埃及了。
And told Moses all of his promises.
他把他一切的应许告诉摩西。
What he's going to do to the Israelites.He's going to bring them out of Egypt into the land of Canaan.
他告诉摩西说，他要把以色列人从埃及带出来，带他们进到迦南。
Moses said, "No, no, 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 no. You're mistaken."
那摩西对他说，不不不不。
It can't be me.
不是我。
And God said, "No, no, no. It's you."
神说不，就是你。
So in chapter 4,
第四章
，God gave Moses three powerful signs.
那么神就给了摩西三个大有力的神迹。
And finally, Moses said, "Okay, I'll go back to Egypt."
所以摩西最后说，好的，我回埃及去。
And chapter 4, he went back to Egypt and he spoke to the Israelites.
第四章讲到摩西回到埃及对以色列人讲话。
Very important to know, end of chapter 4.
非常重要，我们要知道在第四章的结尾。
The Israelites bowed and worshipped in the end.
以色列人最终他们向神下拜敬拜神。
In chapter 5,
到第五章。
But Pharaoh handed down even more harsh persecution.
结果呢是法老他更加的逼迫以色列人。
And asked the Israelites to make bricks without straws.
让以色列人做砖却不给他们草。
So the Israelites went to complain to the Pharaoh.
所以呢，以色列人就到法老那里去抱怨。
The Israelites then complained to Moses and Aaron.
他们也向摩西和亚伦抱怨。
And at the end of chapter 5,
在第五章的结尾，
Moses came to God.
摩西到神面前来。
And complained to God.
向神抱怨。
What are you doing?
你在做什么？
What are you doing?
你在做什么？
You told me to tell the Israelites that you are going to lead them out of Egypt.
你让我告诉以色列人说你要把他们从埃及带出来。
I did the exact same thing.
我照你说的做了。
And they bowed and worshipped.
他们也敬拜了。
Look what's happening.
结果发生什么呢？
Harder life.
结果他们的生活就更加的艰难。
Make bricks without straw.
要做砖却没有草。
God, what are you doing?
神，你在做什么？
We can see from the Israelites that their understanding of God is still very shallow.
所以呢，我们可以看到以色列人对神的认识还是非常的肤浅。
After 400 years in this foreign land,
在埃及这个外国的地方400年之后，
God has become a distant shadow in their memories.
在他们的记忆当中，神成为了一个遥远的记忆。
Yes, now.After Moses spoke to them, they started worshiping God.
确实在摩西对他们说话之后，他们开始敬拜神了。
Yes, at the end of chapter 4, they believed and they worshiped.
确实在第四章结尾，他们相信了，他们也敬拜神。
But just in the blink of an eye,
但是眨眼之间，
after they faced more persecution,
他们面对更多逼迫的时候，
they immediately turned.
他们立刻就回转了。
They turned to Pharaoh.
他们转向法老。
They turned to Moses and Aaron.
他们转向摩西和亚伦。
They didn't turn to God.
他们没有转向神。
They thought man could solve their problems.
他们以为人可以解决他们的问题。
They didn't turn to God.
他们没有转向神。
After Moses came and complained to God in chapter 5,
在第五章, 当摩西来到神面前来抱怨的时候,
it comes to our passage.
就来到今天我们读的经文。
This is in the entire passage of how God responded to Moses.
那我们读的这整一一整段就是神如何回应摩西。
What catches our attention is that in this passage, God mentioned multiple times, I am the Lord.
那么在这段经文里面能够特别抓住我们的就是神多次说我是耶和华。
Or in the original text in English is, I am Jehovah.
或者在原文在英文里面就是说我是耶和华。
I am Jehovah.
我是耶和华。
Not only I am the Lord, but I am Jehovah.
不单单是我是主，而且是我是耶和华。
Moses wants God to do something.
摩西希望神能够做一些事。
God, what are you doing? Do something.
神啊，你做了什么？请你做些事。
But throughout the whole passage we just read,
但是呢，在我们读的这整段经文里面，
seems that God is in no hurry to do the things that He planned to do.
好像呢，我们看到神并不急于他计划要做的事。
He's going to bring them out.
他要把以色列人带出来。
But not yet.
但是时候还没有到。
Yes, they're under hardship.
是的，他们在受逼迫。
Not yet.
但是时候还没到。
God is more interested to make humans know.
神更要做的是让人知道。
To make humans know.
是让人认识
that He is Jehovah.
他是耶和华。
Keeps on saying, I am Jehovah, I am Jehovah.
所以他一再说我是耶和华。
God is more interested for men to know Him more.
他更要的是人能够更多的知道他。
To know who He is.
知道他是谁。
What He will do.
他要做什么。
And how will He do it.
和他怎样要做。
When Moses comes to ask, what's going on here?
当摩西来说，这里在你在做什么呢？
Israelites are being persecuted more.
以色列人他们遭受了更大的逼迫。
Moses is asking the question of what, of why, and how.
摩西所问的问题是，是什么？是怎么会这样？为什么？怎么会这样？和怎样发生呢？
But God is more interested to explain to him the who.
而神则是要向他更多的解释说他是谁。
In this passage, we see God is proclaiming He is the Lord Jehovah in three separate occasions.
在这段经文里面，我们看到神三次宣告说他是耶和华。
Next slide. Verse 1 through 5.
第一次是在第一节到第五节。
God is once again reminding Moses that He is Jehovah.
神再次提醒摩西，他是耶和华。
Second is in verse 6 to 8. God is reminding the Israelites that He is Jehovah.
从第六第八节，这是第二次神提醒以色列人说我是耶和华。
And then in chapter 7, verse 1 through 5. God is making the Pharaoh to know that He is Jehovah.
那么第一章第七章的第一节第五节，神第三次这里面他提醒法老说他是耶和华。
So first,
第一次。
No, slides go back. Go back. Okay. Okay. One more. There you go. So verse 1 through 5.
第一节到第五节。
Verse 1 through 5. So don't close your Bible. Okay.Verse 1 through 5.
第一节第五节，请大家把圣经仍然打开。
We see in the midst of Israelite complaints.
我们看到在以色列人他们抱怨的时候，
Moses' confusion.
摩西他疑惑了。
In the desperate times.
在这个绝望的时候，
God wants to remind Moses.
神要提醒摩西。
That He is Jehovah.
他是耶和华。
God said.
神说。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Abraham,
亚伯拉罕,
Isaac and Jacob, they knew me as God Almighty, but they did not know me in the name Jehovah.
亚伯拉罕, 以撒, 雅各, 他们知道我是全能的神, 他们, 但是他们不知道我的名是耶和华。
They knew me as God Almighty.
他们知道我是全能的神。
Or in some translation, El Shaddai.
那么在其他的一些翻译当中，
以利沙代，
就是以利沙代。
God Almighty,
全能的神
，All Powerful God,
满了能力的神。
But they didn't know me in the name Jehovah.
但是他我的名耶和华他们不知道。
Now, if you're familiar with the Bible,
如果你熟悉圣经的话
，you will say,
你会说
，Wait a minute,
等一下
，God is wrong,
神错了吧
？God made a mistake,
神犯了一个错误。
Because in Genesis 18,
因为在创世纪第十八章
，when God visited Abram,
当神来看亚伯拉罕的时候
，at that time was still Abram, not Abraham.
那个时候还叫亚伯兰，还不叫亚伯拉罕。
He came to him under the name Jehovah.
他就是以耶和华的名来看亚伯拉罕。
In Genesis 26,
在创世纪第二十六章
，when God appeared to Isaac.
当神向以撒显现的时候
He appeared under the name Jehovah.
他也是以耶和华的名显现。
In Genesis 27,
在创世纪第二十七章
When Jacob described the Lord,
当雅各描述神的时候
He described the Lord with the name Jehovah.
雅各是用耶和华这样的名来描述神。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they knew Jehovah.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他们知道耶和华。
The Israelites knew Jehovah.
以色列人也知道耶和华。
As a matter of fact, Moses' mother,
摩西的母亲
，Jochebed,
约雅基。
The name Jochebed actually means the glory of Jehovah.
这个名的意思实际就是耶和华的荣耀。
But God is saying they did not know me by the name Jehovah.
但是神却说耶和华的名他们不知道。
What do he mean?
他是什么意思呢
？God is saying.
神乃是说。
They knew the name Jehovah.
他们知道耶和华的这个名。
But they only knew one part.
但是他们只知道一部分。
One meaning.
一个意义。
One essence.
一个重点。
Of what Jehovah means.
耶和华的意思是什么
？Of who Jehovah is.
耶和华是谁？
They knew Jehovah as the Almighty One, El Shaddai.
他们只知道耶和华是全能的神，以利沙代。
They knew God is very powerful.
他们知道神是大能的。
They knew God can help them in many aspects of their lives.
他们知道神在他们生活的很多方面可以帮助他们。
They knew that God is the one that blesses.
他知道神是祝福的神。
But they did not know the other sides of.Jehovah.
但是他们不知道耶和华的其他的方面。
It's like you only knowing a certain side of your father.
就好像我们只知道我们父亲的某些方面。
You don't know all of him.
你不完全的认识他。
Only a part of him.
只认识他的一部分。
But now God is saying to Moses.
这时候神对摩西说。
Hey Moses.
摩西啊。
I am Jehovah.
我是耶和华。
They didn't know who I am.
他们不知道我是谁。
But now I'm going to show you and them who I am.
我要向你显现我是谁。
You will see what I will do to Pharaoh.
你要看见我对法老所行的事。
And not only that.
不单如此。
I still remember the covenant that I've set with the Israelites before.
我还记得我从前跟以色列人所立的约。
I will bring them out of Egypt.
我要把他们从埃及带出来。
And I will bring them into the land of Canaan.
我要把他们带进迦南之地。
God repeats again here what he has said before.
神在这里再次重复他从前所说的。
He will bring the Israelites into the land, the promised land.
他要把以色列人带入应许之地。
As a matter of fact,
事实上
what God said here is nothing new.
神在这里说的并不是新鲜的事。
He said it here in chapter 6, exactly what he said in chapter 3.
他在第六章所说的和第三章所说的是完全一样。
He already said it before.
他之前已经说过了。
It's almost like you went to speak to someone before.
就好像你对这个人从前说过。
You are troubled and you asked them a question.
那么呢，你有麻烦，所以呢，你就问他们这个问题。
And he gave you a whole essay of answers.
他给你很长的答案。
And then after a while, you run into the same trouble again.
过了一段时间，你又遇到同样的问题。
And you go to him again.
然后你再次来到他面前。
And he will say, "Oh, hold on a minute. Let me see where my essay was. Here you go. Read it again."
那这样呢，你就把他前面所写的拿出来，再给他看一遍。
It's the same answer.
同样的回答。
God is saying to Moses.
神对摩西说的同样的话。
I am Jehovah.
我是耶和华。
Which means I am who I am.
就是我是自由拥有的那一位。
I established a covenant.
我已经立了约。
And I still remember that.
我仍然纪念这个约。
I said it to chapter 3.
第三章已经说过了。
I say the same thing again, chapter 6.
在第六章又说同样的话。
I did not forget.
我没有忘记。
I know they're living under hardship.
我知道他们的生活艰难。
But nothing is happening by chance.
没有一样是偶然发生。
I remember them.
我纪念他们。
I will do what I wanted to do.
我要做我要做的事。
Everything is under my control.
每一件事都在我的控制之下。
Moses, you need to know I am powerful.
摩西，你要知道我是有能的。
But I'm not only powerful.
我不单单有能力。
I am Jehovah who never changes.
我是永远不改变的耶和华。
I am a God that remembers.
我是纪念的神。
I will do what I said I will do.
我做我说我要做的。
So this is what he wants to tell Moses.
这是他要告诉摩西的。
I am Jehovah.
我是耶和华。
That's one another side of Jehovah.
这是耶和华的另外一面。
He never changes.
他永远不改变。
He remembers.
他纪念。
In verses 1-8.
那么在从第六节到第十节，第六节到第八节。
God wanted Moses to tell the Israelites the following verses.
神要摩西把下面的话告诉以色列人。
God wanted the Israelites to also know who God is as well.
他要让以色列人知道谁是神。
Let's see how God describes himself from verse 6-8.
让我们从第六节到第八节来看神如何的描述他自己。
Next. Verse 6 starts with, I am the Lord Jehovah.
第六节开始是说我是耶和华。
Verse 8 ends with, I am the Lord Jehovah.
结束到第八节也是我是耶和华。
What's said in between?
这之间说了什么？
Verse 6. I will bring you out from under the burdens of Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage.
我要用伸出来的膀臂重重的刑罚埃及人，救赎你们脱离他们的重担，不做他们的苦工。
I will redeem you with an outstretched arm with great judgments.
我要用伸出来的膀臂来救赎你们。
I will take you as my people.
我要以你们为我的百姓。
I will be your God.
我也要做你们的神。
I will bring you into the land which I swore I gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
我要把你们带入我起誓应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
I will give it to you as a heritage.
我要让它成为你们的产业。
So, brothers and sisters, what is this saying?
弟兄姐妹，神在这里说什么呢？
Verse 6 to 8 is displaying the complete salvation.
第六节到第八节向我们解释完全的救恩。
See the PowerPoint. Next. God will take the Israelites out from the burden and bondage of the Egyptians. What does that mean?
神要把以色列人从埃及人的重担和压迫之下解救出来，这是什么意思？
It represents he will take the Israelites out from the world, out from sin.
就是讲到他要把以色列人从世界和从罪恶当中拯救出来。
Next, how does he do that?
他怎样来拯救？
He redeems.
来救他，来他救赎他们。
It's not that the Israelites need to pay anything.
以色列人他们不需要付任何代价。
They don't need to do anything.
他们不需要做任何事。
Other than to kill a Passover lamb.
除了他们要杀逾越节的羔羊之外。
Even that lamb is prepared by the Lord Jehovah.
连那个羊都是耶和华预备的。
If you remember in the 10 plagues.
如果你还记得
十灾
如果你还记得十灾的话
One of the plague
其中一灾
Was the plague of the livestock
就是呢牲畜的灾
All of the livestock cows and sheep of the land Egypt died
所有的牲畜羊和牛在埃及记的全部都被击杀
All of them died
所有都被击杀
Except the livestock of Israelites
除了以色列人他们的牲畜
That's how God prepared the lamb and the cows.
神就是这样预备了牲畜。
God redeems.
神救赎的。
The Israelite redeeming means they don't have to pay anything.
救赎的意思就是以色列人他们不需要付任何的代价。
So they're saved up from the world, saved up from the sins freely.
所以呢，他们白白的被从这个世界和罪恶当中被拯救出来。
Then what's said next?
下一节说什么呢?
God will establish a relationship with the Israelites.
神和以色列人他要建立一种关系。
You will be my people and I will be your God.
你要成为我的百姓,我要成为你的神。
And what's even more?
更重要的是。
Next, God will richly bless them.
神要丰丰富富地祝福他们。
He will give them the land of Canaan.
神要把迦南地赐给他们。
The land will become Heritage.
这地要成为他们的产业。
Do you see this?
你是否看见了?
This is the complete salvation.
这就是完备的救恩。
Save out from the sin.
把我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
By not paying any price.
不需要付任何的代价。
By establishing a relationship with us.
他跟我们建立起关系。
By richly blessing us.
来多多的祝福我。
Isn't that salvation?
这是不是就是拯救恩?
Salvation.
这就是救恩。
Right there in front of them.
就在以色列人的面前。
So Moses, at the end of verse 8, told the Israelites this.
那么在第八节的结尾，摩西就把这样的话告诉以色列人。
Verse 9, how did the Israelites respond?
第九节让我们看到以色列人他们如何的回应。
What did they say?
圣经怎么以色列人说什么呢
Oh, thank the Lord, praise the Lord, bow down and worship again.
感谢神赞美神来敬拜什么
What did they say?
他们说什么
But they did not listen because of their discouragement and cruel bondage in verse
9. 只是他们因苦工愁烦不肯听他的话
They didn't listen.
他们不肯听
They didn't listen.
他们不听
You know, God wants the Israelites to know that He is the one that will deliver the complete salvation.
神要以色列人知道他是要赐给他们完备救恩的神。
Everything is under His control.
每一件事情都在他的掌控之下。
They will be saved.
他们将要被拯救。
But what's the reaction from men when they heard about God?
但是人听到神之后的反应是什么呢
God's only people didn't listen.
神的百姓不听。
Why?
为什么
Because they're too busy worrying about their own pain.
因为呢他们太为自己痛苦而愁苦。
Their heads are down.
他们低着头。
They look at their own sufferings and their own complaints.
他们看着他们自己的痛苦他们自己的抱怨。
They have this salvation that's right in front of them.
这救恩就在他们面前。
But they are too busy to see.
但是他们却看不见。
They're too busy to take it.
他们却不肯接受。
Even Moses, if you continue reading, Moses refused to listen to God.
如果我们继续读的话甚至摩西他也拒绝了神。
We will say a lot of times,
很多时候我们说
Look at the Israelites.
看看以色列人
How foolish.
他们何等愚昧
They're stupid.
他们真傻
Don't they know that there's such good blessing ahead of them?
他们是否知道这样的祝福就在他们面前
Don't they know that God really, really loves them?
他们难道不知道神实在实在地爱他们吗
Don't they know that this is the Lord Jehovah, the great I am?
难道他们不知道这是耶和华是那位自由拥有的吗
They're just burying their heads.
他们就是把自己的头埋在地里。
They don't even want to lift up their eyes and watch just for a moment.
他们甚至不肯抬头看一眼。
But aren't we just like that?
我们是不是也这样?
We worry about the difficulty that's right in front of our eyes.
我们就单单地专注我们面前的困难。
My job.
我的工作。
My school.
我的学业。
My video games.
我的电子游戏。
How am I going to get to the next level?
我怎么样能够再提升一级？
I remember when I was younger.
我记得我小的时候。
I would play computer games till 5 a.m.
我在计算机上玩游戏可以玩到清晨五点。
I gotta get that sword.
我要拿到那个剑。
Next level.
下一级。
Too busy to worry about other things.
我们要忧虑的事情太多了。
My children.
我的孩子。
My family.
我的家庭。
You know, during Bible study, what do I see?
在我们查经的时候，我看到了什么呢
？In my Bible study house, I have a whole group of young people, high schoolers.
那在我家里面，我们有一个查经，那全部都是高中生。
That they are just in high school.
他们在上高中。
A couple of us were gathered in a household, in a brother's house.
那我们一些弟兄姐妹就在一个弟兄家里面聚集。
When we break down into small groups.
当我们分成小组之后
What will happen?
会发生什么
Small group leader will be sharing with them the God, the Word of God.
那小组长呢就跟他们分享神的话
The small group leader prepared all week sharing with them.
那小组长呢他们预备了一个礼拜来跟这些孩子分享
What would the high school students do?
那这些高中生他们做什么
They will do this.
I don't have cell
phone. They're not reading the Bible, I guarantee you.
他们看手机，但是我可以跟大家保证，他们没有在看圣经。
There's one that saw them. One of them was reading a comic book.
我知道他们其中有一个人呢在读小说。
Another one was WeChatting, chatting away.
另外一个人在微信。
As if that person far away from him is more important than the person right in front of him.
似乎呢，那个遥远的人跟他在他就在他眼前的人相比就更重要。
A lot of times, we're just like the Israelites.
很多时候我们就像以色列人一样。
We're so busy.
我们太忙了。
We're busy caring about so many things.
我们忙着做很多很多的事。
A lot of times, God is speaking to us.
很多时候神在对我们说话。
But we don't care.
但是我们却不在乎。
We don't care enough.
我们不够在意。
Even when sometimes we're serving the church.
甚至我们在教会服事的时候。
We just want to do that thing right.
我们就想把事情做好。
We forgot about what God is telling us.
我们忘记了神对我们所说的话。
You know, the Israelites want to try to do something to improve their lives.
以色列人他们试图做一些事情来改善他们的
生活。Work harder.
更努力的做工
Demand harder
你要
更多的要求
更多的要求
We try to solve things by our own hands, don't we?
我们是不是也要靠我们自己的力量来做事情
Instead of coming to God and ask God, what are you doing? Help me understand
而不是呢来到神面前来问说神你要做什么事让我能够知道你
We do it with our hands
我们用我们自己的手
When the Israelites faced trouble,
当以色列人面对困难的时候
they went to Pharaoh,
他们去法老那里
thinking Pharaoh can solve their problem.
以为法老可以解决他们的问题
they went to Moses and Aaron,
他们到摩西亚伦那里
thinking they can solve their problem.
以为他们可以解决问题
but no,
不
God is the one that can solve their real problem.
神才能够解决他们真正的问题
the problem of sin,
罪的问题
so God knows,
所以神知道
What are the thorns that's bounding the Israelites?
那么这些捆绑以色列人的荆棘是什么
What is bounding them so tight that they cannot spare a moment to consider God a little bit more?
让他们受如此的捆绑以至于他们没有一点点时间来认识来思想神
God knows
神知道
God knows what's keeping their mind busy.
神知道他们心意念里面想的是什么。
So in chapter 7, what does God tell them?
所以第七章神告诉他们什么呢
?Next. God says to them,
神对他们说,
I will let the Egyptians know.
我要让埃及人知道,
I will let the Pharaoh know.
我要让法老知道。
That I am Jehovah.
我是耶和华。
In other words,
换句话说
，God will let the world know that He is Jehovah.
神要让世界知道他是耶和华。
God will let the world that is grabbing onto His people know that He is Jehovah.
他要让那个抓住他百姓的世界知道他是耶和华。
God describes here what will happen next when Moses and Aaron goes to speak to Pharaoh.
神告诉他们告诉摩西和亚伦，他下一次到法老那里时候要说什么
？God will harden Pharaoh's heart.
他要让法老的心刚硬。
Pharaoh will not listen.
法老会不听。
God will strike with the mighty hand.
他要用大能的手击打他们。
And the Israelites will get out of Egypt.
以色列人要离开埃及。
And the result?
结果呢
？The Egyptians will know that He is Jehovah.
以色列人埃及人要知道他是耶和华。
That's what's said in chapter 7, verse 1 through 5.
这是第七章一到五节所说的。
This is all in God's plans.
这都在神的计划之中。
Israelites right now are under a Pharaoh. That is a hardened heart.
以色列人他们在这个硬了心的法老的手下。
This hardened heart may seem frightening to men.
对人来讲，这个刚硬的心是可怕的。
How can we get out of this persecution?
我们如何能够脱离这样的逼迫呢？
This is all in God's plan.
但这都是神的计划。
This is just like the world.
就好像这个世界。
The world is ruthless to us.
世界对我们残酷无情。
The more older you grow, the older you grow, the more you realize the world is ruthless to us.
你在这个世界上时间越长，你越老，你越认识到这个世界对我们的无情。
The world wants to grab onto us forever.
神要永远，世界要永远的抓住我们。
Through jobs, through jobs.
通过工作。
Through schools.
学校。
Through entertainment.
娱乐。
School is grabbing onto the world is grabbing onto us and say, don't care about God.
这个世界抓住我们，告诉我们说，不管神了。
But God is here.
但是神在这里。
To say to the world.
对世界说。
That I am Jehovah.
我是耶和华。
And I will do what I will do.
我要做我要做的事。
Which is to save my people out from this world.
就是把我的百姓从这个世界拯救出来。
And enter into his blessings.
进入他的祝福。
So God said to Moses, I am Jehovah.
所以神对摩西说，我是耶和华。
I remember.
我纪念。
God says to the Israelites, I am Jehovah.
神对以色列人说，我是耶和华。
I will save you, but with the complete salvation.
我要用完整的救恩来拯救你。
We will have a relationship.
我们之间要建立起关系。
I will bless you richly.
我要丰丰富富的祝福你。
And God says to the world, I am Jehovah.
神对世界说，我是耶和华。
You will not succeed.
你不能成功。
I will succeed.
我必定成功。
And then, in the middle of all of this.
然后呢，在这整节的经文的中间
comes the genealogy.
有一个家谱。
You know, what's really troublesome?
那么带给我们麻烦的
about expository sermons.
那么就是我们解释经讲道的时候
is that I can't skip over this.
就是我没有办法跳过这一段。
When we read the Bible, you know what's the section we skip over?
那我们读圣经的时候，你知道有一些章节我们会跳过。
Skip over the genealogies.
就是把家谱跳过去。
Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音第一章。
Genealogy, right?
是家谱。
Skip over.
跳过去。
It's not important.
不重要。
All these names so hard to pronounce.
这些名字都念不出来。
I don't even know who they are.
我都不知道这些人是谁。
I know David, I know Jesus, that's about it.
我知道大卫，我知道基督就可以了。
This whole big chapter of chapter 6, half of it is genealogy.
那我们读的这第六章有一半是家谱。
Why did the Holy Spirit insert it here?
为什么圣灵把家谱插在这里？
The story can continue without this. If we just take it out, chapter 6, chapter 7, perfect.
这个故事可以没有家谱可以继续下去，第六章和第七章他们连接的非常完美。
Why?
为什么呢
？Why is it here？
为什么在这里
？Next， the whole genealogy that's described here.
这就是呢啊，我们读到的这一段的家谱。
You don't worry about names.
啊，不要太在意名字。
Just look at the structure.
就是看这个结构。
There is a logical structure of this genealogy.
在这个家谱里面有是有非常逻辑的结构。
You can see from this chart from the very top.
在这个最上面。
From Israel, Jacob.
从以色列或者雅各。
From the top, from Reuben.Simeon and Levi.
从上面呢有西面啊、有流便有西面有利未。
All the way down.
一直下来。
To Moses and Aaron.
到摩西和亚伦。
And specifically pick Aaron to continue on.
特别呢从亚伦那里继续下去。
Talked about the house of Aaron.
讲到呢亚伦的家族。
What is showing?
那告诉我们什么呢
？What is it saying？
在说什么呢
？This is as if God is watching the Israelites the entire 400 years。
这就告诉我们说，神一直在观看以色列人这整整的四百年。
This is the history of the Israelites for 400 years。
这就是以色列人四百年的历史。
From Jacob，
从雅各
，to Moses and Aaron，
到摩西和亚伦。
God is saying here to the Israelites,
神在这里对以色列人说
You're bowing down your head, you don't want to see me.
你低头敬拜我但是你们
you're lowering your heads, you don't want to see me.
对你们低着头不想要看我
I tell you about this salvation.
我把救恩告诉你们
But you did not listen.
但是你们不肯听
It's okay.
没有关系
I still remember you.
我仍然纪念你们。
As a matter of fact, I remember you for 400 years.
事实上，这四百年我一直纪念你们。
I have not forgotten.
我没有忘记。
I have a plan.
我有一个计划。
And now I have brought out Moses and Aaron.
现在我把摩西和亚伦带出来。
From Reuben, Simeon, Levi, all the way to Aaron and Moses.
从流便、西缅、利未，一直到亚伦啊，亚伦和摩西。
God is watching.
神一直在看。
400 years.
四百年。
Even I became a shadow in your distant memory.
纵然我耶和华在你们那里成为一个遥远记忆中的影儿。
After 400 years, it's a blur in your head.
在四百年之后，你们已经模糊了。
I have not forgotten.
但是我没有忘记。
You know, God is watching.
神在观看。
When the Israelites are forgetting about Him more and more,
当以色列人越来越忘记他的时候，
God is caring for them more and more.
神越来越关照他们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
How well do you know our God?
你对神的认识是多少？
In today's passage, God kept on saying.
在今天的经文里面，神一直说，
I am Jehovah.
我是耶和华。
I am Jehovah.
我是耶和华。
It's as if he's saying to you and I.
好像他对你我说。
I'm not only powerful.
我不单单是有能力的。
It's not like he's just a God that has power to solve our problems.
不单单是他一个能够解决我们问题的大能的神。
He is Jehovah.
他是耶和华。
He is the God that remembers his promises.
是一个纪念他约的神。
He is a God that has everything under His control.
他是一个万有都在他掌控之下的神。
He is a God that brings us out of our sins.
他是一个把我们从我们最终拯救出来的神。
Jehovah means He wants to have a relationship with us and bless us richly.
耶和华的意思就是说，他要跟我们建立关系，并且丰丰富富的来祝福我们。
Jehovah means that He is a God that provides.
耶和华的意思就是他是供应我们的神。
And last but not least,
最后一点。
That he is Jehovah.
他是耶和华。
He is saying to the world,
他对世界说
I am Jehovah.
我是耶和华。
You are not.
你不是。
World, I will take care of my children.
世界啊，我要照看我的孩子。
So world and sin,You will not succeed.
所以世界和罪恶，你们不会成功。
What kind of God is your God?
我们的神是什么样的神？
You know Him.
你认识他。
But is he at a distance in your mind?
那么在你的心里面，他是不是很遥远？
He's a God that stands far away.
他是一个在很远的地方的神。
When you have a problem,
你有问题的时候，
you ask for him.
你求他。
You know him.
你知道他。
But he's just the powerful God that you know of.
他只但是呢，他只不过是一个大能的神。
But you don't, you're not really close with him.
你跟他并没有亲近的关系。
God is saying to you,
神对你说，
Hello,
你好，
I am Jehovah,
我是耶和华，
Let me introduce myself to you,
让我把我自己介绍给你，
May you get to know me more,
你是不是可以越来越多的知道我？
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17,
以弗所书第一章第七节，
It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory,will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of Him.
他说，
十七节
，OK， 求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
This is Paul's prayer for the church.Of Ephesus.
这是保罗对以弗所教会的祷告。
Ephesus is a church filled with the love of God.
以弗所教会是一个充满了对神的爱的教会。
They were preaching the word of God.
他们传讲神的话。
They were preaching the gospel.
他们传讲福音。
But Paul has one more prayer.
但是神有神对他们有保罗对他们有还有一个祷告。
He is asking for the blessing of the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
保罗为他们祈求，让他们能够得到赐人智慧和启示灵这样的祝福。
So that they know, they may know God more fully.
使他们可以更多的认识神。
It says in Chinese, it says 真知道他 right?
Yes.
What does it really mean?
这真知道他的意思是什么意思？
Not only to know one side of him.
就是不只知道他的一个方面。
But to know him more completely.
而是更完全的知道他。
To know him more fully.
更丰富的知道他。
God, the Lord Jehovah, is pleasing for you to know him more fully.
神耶和华，他喜悦我们可以更多更完全的认识他。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
愿神能够向我们施怜悯。
Sorry, I went over time a little bit. Let's pray.
那我们祷告。
God, when we come to you once again, we thank you so much for giving us your words.
神啊，当我们再次来到你面前的时候，我们实在感谢你再次把你的话赏赐给我们。
We thank you so much because your words themselves are so powerful.
我们感谢你，因为你的话大有能力。
Regardless of the weakness of men,
无论人如何的软弱。
Regardless of the weakness of the physical or the mental weaknesses of men,
无论人我们的肉体、我们的心灵如何的软弱。
Lord, may you speak to us.
愿主你对我们说话。
Let our hearts know.
让我们知道。
That you love us.
你爱我们。
You love us so much.
你如此的爱我们
that you want us to know more about you.
你要让我们更多的知道你
because knowing more about you,
因为越多的知道你
will help us and strengthen us,
会帮助我们让我们更加有力量
so we can walk in this world in peace.
所以我们可以在这个世界上平安的行走
in joy,
而且喜乐
in hope,
而且有盼望
thank youWe pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。